Good evening. I'm Tom Hewitt here with a KUAC Newsminer update. Five students at North Pole Middle School are on their way to helping people who suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. They are national winners of the 5th annual Verizon Innovative Learning App Challenge. The 5, 7th, and 8th graders were among 1,800 teams that competed nationwide in the contest. The contest invited students to design mobile apps that would solve problems in their schools and communities. According to first-year teacher Anna Creamer, the group immediately focused on mental health issues and soon narrowed down the topic to PTSD. This is a condition of persistent mental and emotional stress resulting from injury or severe psychological shock. Symptoms usually include sleep disturbance and constant vivid recall of the experience, along with dulled responses to others and the outside world. Students named the project In Reach. The team includes Natalie Clemente, Matthew Johnson, Malcolm Ode, Dalen Scott, and Cadence Young. While researching their proposal, students interviewed everyone they knew who could teach them about the disorder. They got a lot of help from librarian Debbie Tice, who rushed into the classroom with tears of happiness when she heard the good news. The InReach app will connect to a Fitbit or smartwatch that can log heartbeat acceleration. That will help the user identify PTSD episode triggers. Their InReach app proposal was one of 8 ideas nationwide that was honored as Best in Nation. They won Best in Region and Best in State. The students will receive $20,000 for their school, as well as the chance to build their concept into a working app with experts from MIT and an all-expenses-paid trip to the Technology Student Association Conference in June in Orlando, Florida. Republicans in the United States House are trying to roll back a rule that prohibits several methods of hunting predators in national wildlife refuges in Alaska. As APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, Alaska Congressman Don Young argues it's up to the state to manage wildlife.
In a Rules Committee hearing, Democratic Congressman Jared Polis of Colorado cast himself as the defender of the Obama wildlife rule, and he painted the bill to repeal it in emotional terms.
This bill should really be called the Puppy Killing Act. What it does is it allows inhumane methods and cruel methods like killing wolf pups and their mothers in and near their dens.
And Polis says the repeal bill would open the door to shooting bears over bait and other practices he characterizes as inhumane. Young disagrees with that assessment.
So that's the most bunch of bull poop I've ever heard.
The Obama-era rule bans predator hunting practices that aren't broadly allowed in Alaska anyway. But the State Game Board says they're tools that can be deployed when needed to restore a balance between predator and prey species. Young says it should be up to the state.
This is about the state's rights to manage.
Young also seemed to scold those who hold a romantic view of predators.
One year, on my trap line, the wolves killed 17 moose, cows with babies, ate nothing but the noses and the fetus out of the belly. That's your wolf.
His spokesman says Young ran a trap line for about 8 years along the Black River before he became a state legislator in 1967. Defenders of the Fish and Wildlife Service rule say the feds can't always defer to state hunting policies if they conflict with mandates in federal law, like their obligation to manage for biological diversity. The repeal measure now goes to the House floor. It's one of several attempts to use the Congressional Review Act to erase regulations the Obama administration imposed in its final months. The state of Alaska is also challenging the rule in federal court. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.
The superintendent of the Fairbanks North Star Borough School District presented her proposed budget for the 2017-2018 school year to a handful of parents in the high school library on Wednesday. The school board heard the presentation earlier this month. The $245 million budget plan is $3.7 million, or 1.6%, larger than the current public education budget. Additions include full-day kindergarten at 3 more elementary schools and more computers and tablets in the lower grades. Some things are being taken away, such as 18 teachers, which would be eliminated through attrition, largely because of declining enrollment. The big question is legislative funding, the district's biggest and most uncertain revenue source, as the state deals with its own fiscal uncertainties. Public education eats up a large part of the state budget. The superintendent's budget proposal projects the governor's request for public education spending will survive the legislature. The draft budget also calls for the borough to contribute $1.1 million more to public education than it did for this year. Schools in Two Rivers and Salcho would get principals again under Superintendent Karen Yaborik's spending plan. Full-time secretaries would be reinstated at Hunter and Nordale Elementary Schools. The next budget forum is February 22nd at Ryan Middle School. The last budget forum is planned for March 8th at University Park Elementary. Both forums start at 6 p.m. The school district's Citizens Budget Review Committee also is meeting this month at 5:30 p.m., February 23rd and 27th at the school district headquarters on 5th Avenue. For more on tonight's stories and others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Tom Hewitt.